Hello, welcome to Lemons, I was gonna say the musical podcast. No, it isn't. It's the podcast with me, Chloe Dakin, children's author. But this week is about music, right? It's about musical influences. So often when I'm writing, I'll have a song I play before I start, something that conjures a kind of essence in me or builds a kind of energy up inside of me, and and often it's something you can feel in the piece and the rhythm of the writing, afterwards. So a lot of writers do it, especially when you want energy for like a key scene, So like that could be like a really massive bit of energy. I remember there's been some amazing ones on Desert Island Discs, if you listen to some writers and what they pick and why. And it's a good source of interesting information. Sometimes I often use it for like the big energy. Don't feel like I need to use it for tapping into sadness or other emotions so much, but maybe you do. Maybe that might help you. Because like I've said before, writing is a lot about energy, and the energy you put in, it's the energy that comes out. For the start of my last book, I had one key song, and I listened to it really loud before I used to start writing, and it was the start of She Sells Sanctuary. It's just a really good start. And I'm not playing it because I don't know how that works with rights reasons, but if you want to look it up, that's what it was. I didn't have a song for Lemons, and I don't have a song for Lemons, which is really interesting. I do have sounds of nature that I recorded while I was there, to maybe do a little bit of imagining with this. Like when I travel for like research, and actually I just do it now anyway because it intrigues me and interests me, and I love capturing places I go with sounds. So it's kind of like having a photo, but just sounds, And I find it really transporting. I remember David Attenborough for his like 100th birthday saying how looking at the images of himself back then, it's a little bit odd, but listening to the sound, like he's right back in it. The things that he recorded and the music he recorded takes him right back to that moment, and I think, it's the power of sound. All right, so imagine that you're in Sardinia, and there's some very beautiful sounds of bells up in the mountains, kind of echoing out in the morning. That's one sound. Also the sound of the sea, like a gentle kind of lapping at sunset, and the tide was just crashing in, gently pulling itself out. And the woods. That was an interesting sound. There was a lot of birds and sounds of like mopeds, quite distant, kind of like buzzing in and out. It's quite a gorgeous bit of holiday sound. I have those, and it's very interesting that that has been a big influence for the book, because the book is very nature influenced, and it is like a whole character in itself, the landscape. And nature is important, and it's very hot and hazy and gorgeous and very other, and it's kind of like sweeping Layla up into this whole other world and way of being, and she's fighting it a little bit and feeling like she's trying to hold on to her old self and deciding whether that's something she wants to do anymore, and how you learn to let that go or not. And how you hold on to yourself whilst becoming someone else, having to live in a new place, because her mum decided we're just going to leave and go live there, and she feels very disconnected from her old life and her old self. Really, it's funny. Like I wrote the whole thing, and then you kind of get a bit of an essence. I was on a walk with myself, thinking about it, and I was like, oh right. It's a book about change, That's what the essence of this book is. But I didn't really know that until I'd finished writing it. I think writing's often that way. A friend of mine, writer friend, often said, yeah, a book is like having a conversation with yourself. I'm like, oh yeah, interesting, it is. But obviously, in a very beautiful, joyful, adventurous, giving gorgeous things to the reader. Anyway, yeah, so it might be something you want to do for your book. Make a playlist, yeah? What fires you up? What's the energy that you want? Maybe, you know, what are you trying to feel? What do you want the reader to feel? What kind of rhythm do you want the writing to have? When, like, so the Faber Academy with my students, we often experiment with writing to music. We play around with different kinds of things to see how it affects, yeah? Does it have words in? Does it not? Is it sound? Is it like a different soundscape? Have a little experiment maybe with different things like that and see what you're into. See, yeah, see what it creates for you. And maybe, you know, same as I've said before, don't make them safe choices necessarily. Try things you wouldn't listen to normally. You may discover a passion for writing to metal, you know, or jungle, or like something you wouldn't expect. I remember somebody saying it's like a certain kind of like 16th century classical music does it for them, and they're an amazing writer. So yeah, that might be the other thing. What's the time of piece of when you're setting your book? So for Maggie O'Farrell, for example, that was really important. 16th century choral singing, yeah. And often it might be the same thing you stick with. You pick one, you play it every time before you start writing. That's quite common. Or it might be a different one for a different scene. Anyway, musical influences. See what you're into. Have some fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.